Just one halakha. Baran discusses in Siman Nun Aleph, halakha Dalet. Sarik li zahir ben afsik bedibur mishiyatchil baruch she'amar ad sof yudhet, which is well known but not so well practiced. Baran holds that one should be very careful that he's not allowed to talk once he starts baruch she'amar until he finishes the Amidah, which would include the Hazara, and according to the poskim, it also includes Efta Anna and Le David. And therefore one has to be careful not even to say anything in Lashon HaKodesh. People think if they say something in Hebrew, so then already it doesn't count. But all languages are considered an interruption. The question, however, is, let's say a person is in the Pesukei DeZimra, is in Ashrei or one of the Halleluyot, and he sees that the time of Kiryat Shema is passing, and he knows that if he's going to wait until he gets to it in the Tefillah, he's going to miss the time. Halakha says he's able to read the Kiryat Shema at that point over there, even if it's during the Pesukei DeZimra. For that matter, it's permissible to answer Kaddish during the Pesukei DeZimra, as we explained. You can answer the first five Amenim and also the full Yeshemer Abba Mevarach Le'alam until the Amiran Be'alma. You could also answer Barechu. You can even answer Amen of Berachot during Pesukei DeZimra. However, we still do not respond with Baruchu, Baruch Shemo, since that item was not mentioned in the Gemara. Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo is not written in the Gemara. Therefore, that would be considered an interruption. So again, Kiryat Shema, Mutar, Kaddish, Mutar, and Berachot of Mitzvot, or Nehenin, would also be Mutar to answer during Pesukei DeZimra.